You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. And when you think of animals like Grumpy Cat is a multi-millionaire. I believe, wasn't it really like close to $100 million this cat had raised in branding and franchising? It's just an amazing, just because he's grumpy all the time, or she is grumpy all the time. And, you know, it's one of those things they have the choice, take him to the doctor, they put him on Prozac, but then, you know, the cat's not grumpy anymore, and you lose that $100 million franchise.
Yeah, that goes the income.
And it happens a lot with Hollywood actors. The reason I bring this up, next hour, we're talking to a guy who wants you to have that conversation with your cat to avoid depression, drug use, Satanism, all the dangers that threaten their nine lives, including gun safety. This is important, especially if you keep a gun around the house. You don't want the cat getting a hold of it.
See, I don't keep a gun around the house just for that reason.
Yeah, neither do I. I have 12
Does anyone
cats.
Else think this is crazy? Am I the one that has to speak out in this group?
Thank you.
Am I the lone voice of reason here? I don't know.
So this is coming up next hour, and I think it would do you very well, Dr. Debbie, to be here for this interview.
All right. I'm here.
You don't own any cats.
Not just, currently.
I'm sure some of these things could apply to dogs, too. We'll find out. That's in just a few minutes. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, not cats, but dogs. If you're willing to do anything to keep the dog hair down around your house and, you know, less of it, there's a new thing that your dog can wear or you can use that I think is absolutely positively adorable. And we'll tell you what it is that is going to keep your house cleaner. And less dog hair.
I prefer the dog hair. You know, if I have a meal without dog hair, I feel like I'm getting ripped off. But this may be something. Do you have the hiccups?
Yes, I do. I'm trying to keep them down.
What, have you been laughing so hard or something?
There's dog hair tickling your throat.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. So if you have a dog hair problem, be listening. Lori's going to report on that in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. We'd even love to hear from you if you have a troubled cat. Maybe you have a story about a cat that got a hold of the guns or a serious crack or cocaine problem. We'd like to hear. I'm sure Dr. Debbie would like to hear that, too.
Yes, I'd love it. It would be very new and interesting.
And I would tell you, you can also ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. But in this particular case, we want to hear from you on the phones.
You know, that's interesting because we do hear about dogs being on antidepressants, but do you put cats on them?
Well, yeah, usually for more elimination problems, aggression, inner cat issues, but...
Nike's on Prozac.
We have Kitty here on Prozac, Kitty Prozac.
Yeah.
Nike's been on Prozac for, about 10 years now, I think, or so.
Yeah.
Long time.
Seems a lot happier now.
Yeah. He leaves the guns alone.
He's doing much better in school. Okay. Yeah, stop us. Hey, Alan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Doc.
What's going on, Alan?
Yeah, my mom's dog was following my mom yesterday, vacuuming, and my mom was vacuuming yesterday, and her dog got something in her eye, and the dog died.
And the dog died?
In the dog's eye.
Oh, in the dog's eye. Yeah, gosh. Okay. I misunderstood there. Okay. And so what is the doggy doing right now?
The dog is, trying to, get something out of the dog's eye. It's not getting out. And my mom is wondering what should she do to get it out.
Okay. So he's rubbing at the eye, scratching at the eye?
Yeah.
Okay. And is he squinting in it and holding it closed?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The first thing I'm going to tell you is that anytime a dog has squinting in the eye, that means there's pain there. So there's discomfort. So my best recommendation is to get him evaluated by a veterinarian because we want to make sure he doesn't have any kind of abrasion on his eye, which would be termed a corneal ulcer. So that's the hard thing. When you have a squinting eye, you can have that from pain of any sort. But an ulcer can be very serious. So we don't want to delay that and do home care if we're in that level of discomfort for the eye. Now, certainly in the short term, the things I would do in any emergency kit for people at home with dogs, when we're talking about eyes, I want some contact saline rinse that you would use for your family members that might have contacts. You can use that as an eye irrigating solution to loosen things that might be under the eyelids or any kind of particulates, any kind of dust or anything like that that might be in the eye. That's perfectly safe for dogs to use that. Now, that being said, you can also use things like artificial tears that are also sold in the contact lens aisle. Refresh brand tears is just one of the types of tears that you can put in to help kind of make the eyes feel more comfortable. But that's a short-term thing. If that baby's eye is red, squinting, and we're uncomfortable, you really need to get the baby into the veterinarian, and very likely we'd want to do something called a corneal stain. And it's a type of a stain technique that we put this dye on the eye, and it helps to outline any kind of scratches or ulcers that could be on the surface of the eye. If we have something like that, there's a certain regimen, certain type of treatment that needs to be done. So that's why it's so important to see your vet if we're in that kind of category of things. And definitely, I'd say at this point, you said this is already the day later that the eye is, he's still squinting?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd say, you know, that would definitely be a timeline that I'd get the baby to the veterinarian. I just don't like, there's some situations where it's good and there's a lot of tips you can do at home, but there's that point where we cross the line where we are maybe not doing the pet the best by them if we're delaying seeing the veterinarian. And I'd have to say this warrants a call to get the baby in. So tell your mama that I said.
Gotta go. Thanks for your call, Alan. 1-866-405-8405 to speak with any one of the Dream Team toll-free right now.
This is Animal Radio, baby.